We'll go ahead and call to order the February Planning Commission meeting. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Again, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Commissioner Hart.
Here.
Commissioner Mello.
Here.
Commissioner Lindler.
Here.
Commissioner Veal.
Here.
Chair Fowle.
Present.
Thank you. Only have that one and that one. You just have to speak.
Approval of minutes from January 15th.
So move.
Moved by Commissioner Mello. Seconded by Commissioner Hart. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
Oppose. Four in support, one abstention. Minutes are approved as submitted. At this time, is anyone here has an unscheduled appearance to address the commission on an item that is not on the agenda? Okay. Any conflicts of interest to declare?
I just have a disclosure. So I was contacted by J.H. Ranch to, because I'm a professional forester, to come out and look at the fields. No money's been exchanged, no nothing. They were just looking for advice. So I just wanted to make that clear.
Anyone else? All right. Presentation of documents. All items presented to the Planning Commission during a hearing become a permanent part of the record. 12 copies of all info presented should be given to the clerk for distribution. Please remember that when speaking at the table that you clearly state your name and your address. Your address will not be included in the minutes. You can note number 7, the availability of public records. I will quickly run through the public hearing protocol, which can be found in the agenda. The item will be introduced. Staff report will follow. We'll have correspondence, additional reports by other agencies, public and or county. The commission will ask questions of staff if necessary. The public hearing will be opened. Proponents are given an opportunity, followed by the opponents. Other public comments will be given. The proponent has a chance for rebuttal. After all testimony has been given, the public hearing will be closed and the commission will take up the item. Right of appeal statement. Projects heard at the Planning Commission meeting may be subject to appeal within 10 calendar days of today's meeting. If the 10th day falls on a weekend, the appeal must be received the following business day. Please contact the county clerk for information. Appeals must be submitted to the clerk's office together with the appeal fee of $1,250. If you challenge the environmental review or project proposal in court, you may be limited to raising only those issues raised at the public hearing or in written correspondence delivered to Siskiyou County Planning at or prior to the public hearing. Are there any changes to the agenda? Okay, we shall begin with agenda item 1 in old business, the Monte Shasta Mutual Water Company, Siskiyou County Road Department, Road Abandonment, UPRA01.
Okay, thank you. Good morning. Haley Lane, Planning Director. So this item was first presented to the commission during our September Planning Commission meeting, and so you know, the applicant is requesting to abandon a portion, you know, a dead end portion of Shasta Way, to subsequently construct a solar array for the Mutual Water Company. And so, considering we don't really see these types of projects too much, we kind of had, as you all remember, a really comprehensive discussion on process. You know, tweaks and things that were needed in order for the, you know, commission to potentially move the project forward. So the commission directed staff to drill down a more refined process on what would potentially happen should the road abandonment be approved, right? So how would that parcel be divvied up? How would that look? Because obviously a concern is that we don't want a zombie project being created, considering that the portion of property is very small. It doesn't stand alone as its own developable lot, so it would have to be deeded over to either property owner potentially. So after that meeting, we learned that there was some neighborhood opposition, you know, surrounding that parcel. And so we elevated the project to the board to see what their thoughts were, how they wanted the process to continue. The board directed us to continue developing the project. And so thereafter, staff met internally, you know, to discuss what to do with the project, how things would look should the road abandonment be approved. And so, you know, when staff had met, ultimately what we would like to do is, should the road abandonment be approved, you know, at the board level, I know it's, you know, the want of staff to open that up to a competitive bid to either adjoining property owner, right? So that would be Mr. Briggs or the Schwartz family, because in that way there wouldn't be a zombie project, right? It would either go to the Mutual Water Company, they'd be able to fulfill their desire for the solar array, or the Schwartz family would be able to use that. And so that is where, you know, we are at with the project. In terms of the staff report today and the authority and responsibility of the Planning Commission, we are wanting the commission to make a general plan conformity regarding the potential roadway abandonment. So there is a recommendation for approval within the staff report packet and resolution. And then should the Planning Commission approve that, then the other additional two findings would be left to the Board of Supervisors. One of them being, you know, prospective and current use. Is that going to be prohibited with the road abandonment? In addition to, you know, bicycle and pedestrian usage, if that would be prohibited with the road abandonment. So that will be handled at the board level. We do have a number of public comments that were submitted in support and in opposition of the project. So those are all in the packet. And we also have Public Works Director, Mr. Tom Deeney, here today. So that concludes my summary, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Any questions for Ms. Lang at this time? Okay. Any other, does County Works or Public Works care to make a comment at this time?
I don't think it's necessary.
Okay, so you're available if we have questions.
Yes.
All right, thank you, sir. We've received the correspondence, so I'll go ahead and open up the public hearing. And so the project proponent may come forward at this time and address the commission.
My name is Roger Emerson, 457 Alpine Drive, Mount Shasta. I've been a resident of the Monte Shasta subdivision for almost 40 years. I was a board president early on, which time we established study of the system. We established a new rate schedule that allowed for improvements and basically deferred maintenance and things of that nature. And I know that this particular board that we have now has done due diligence in preparing this plan. And just yesterday, I got a notice from Civic Power that my rates were going up $1,200 a year. And I said, oh my goodness, I must have been using more power. And I went back and looked, and it was almost identical. But the kilowatt usage went from 17 cents to 24 cents. And so I think this is a even more impetus to approve this project, move ahead in a timely manner. It's just the cost effective thing to do. And I appreciate your time and consideration.
All right, so we have several individuals here. I will begin with those who submitted in support. First up, is that Rod Lace?
I guess, yeah.
Is it Rod Moyes? It looks like M-O-Y-S.
It's Mears.
Mears, okay. You're up first, sir.
Through the chair.
Yes.
Would you like for me to start a timer for each speaker?
Yes, please.
How many minutes?
3.
Rod Mears, 529 Shasta Way.
Through the chair, could you spell your last name, please?
Oh, it's M-E-R-Y-S.
Thank you.
I'm in support of this project, the road abandonment and the solar project, along with the rest of the Monte Shasta Mutual Water Company board and the 30 residents that wrote letters to the Board of Supervisors and 53 residents that signed a petition for the December 10th meeting. After presenting our case at that meeting, the supervisors voted 5-0 to send this back to the Planning Commission and move the project forward. I'm sorry that 100% of the residents don't agree with this, but unfortunately I feel the need to address some of the issues that were mentioned in the 35 or so pages of objections in the packet for the meeting today. A lot of this has been discussed previously. You'll probably hear parts of it from other people that are speaking today, so I'm going to be brief and just mention a few things. This project is not preventing the establishment of a fire egress. The county does not have the necessary easements to establish a fire exit. It's an unusable, dead-end, abandoned road. The project does not prevent the neighboring property owner from establishing a driveway at their property. It does not prevent use of the pedestrian trail nearby. That trail is on private property. Everybody that's using it is trespassing, so access to that might get restricted in the future, but not by us. Project will not harm a fragile ecosystem, preventing necessary water from reaching the soil and creating erosion. It will not take up valuable agricultural land. Because we're not talking about a fragile ecosystem. We're not talking about valuable agricultural land. We're talking about an abandoned roadway that has had road base sitting on it for 40 years. Alternative sites were explored and deemed not accessible, or acceptable, sorry, has been covered multiple times in previous discussions. And lastly, the installation of a solar project doesn't actually create a toxic waste site. If it did, I'm guessing that Siskiyou County and, well, all the state of California would not be requiring solar to be installed on new construction. If such a hazard did exist, I'm also guessing that the Schwartzes would have removed the solar panels from their own roof. Instead, what we've got here is what a couple of supervisors described at the December 10th meeting as. You've read the December 10th meeting minutes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
We're only discussing the road abandonment now, correct?
Correct.
It has nothing to do with future use.
It is the road abandonment. That's all it is.
Thank you.
Nothing else is before us.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Next is Richard Montoya. I appreciate your clear and precise handwriting, sir. Thank you.
My name is Richard Montoya, 325 Alpine Drive. I've been a resident there for 37 years. I'm presently on the board, and the whole point of this project is to save money. We're an all-volunteer board. We provide water at cost. There's no profit involved. And just for an example, we recently replaced a 15-horse pump for almost $16,000, I think $15,800, which originally cost $4,000 years ago. So saving on our power will give us the funds to update and repair our infrastructure. And I don't know if this is being addressed today, road abandonment. If we do that, I think we need a stipulation that the abandonment gives an easement or stipulates that we can put this project. If we give it to the property owners and they just deny that, well, you can't build it on our property, we're just spinning our wheels here. So, and it was, Rod addressed the solar collectors on the opposing party's roof that they don't seem to have a problem with that, but they think that the panels would be a hazard, and that's about all I have, other than asking everyone that came in support to raise your hands. And thanks for your time.
Thank you. Okay, last name is really clear, Cliff. First name, Shanti?
Shanti.
Yeah, Shanti Cliff, 359 Alpine Drive. And I'm in favor of road abandonment. If, and I feel that there's parts of roads in the county that are adjacent to private property that aren't usable, aren't big enough to build a house, and I feel that it could be a liability for the county, and that the parcels, the nearby adjacent landowners can take better care of that property. I own several properties in the county with this situation that's just kind of dead, and parcels next to it and unusable, and so I am in favor. Thank you.
Ken Berger.
Good morning. My name is Ken Berger. I live at 330 Lotus Lane. I'm a resident, but I was president of the water board for 18 years. And the only thing I think I can add to what you're going to hear is that I think it's close to 3 years ago now, we had what was called the lava fire on the side of the mountain, and it was heading right at our subdivision. At the time, I was still the water board president, and it became clear to me right away that I needed to go talk to all the residents in our subdivision, because everybody was, not everybody, but a number of people were spraying their roofs with water and watering down everything, so if the fire did come there, they'd have a better chance of saving their property. Totally understandable, but the problem was, with the existing system we have right now, we could not keep up with the demand to fight a fire. By having the solar power system in place, when Pacific Power goes down, we would still be able to activate both of our pumps and provide a lot of water. We have three fire hydrants in our subdivision, and we have fire hoses with them, but they're no good if you don't have any water. And what happens is the water gets pumped into a couple of tanks. When those tanks go dry, you're out of water. And that was, we were heading toward that on the lava fire. So this is one of the major reasons I think this project needs to get approved, because it will allow the people there to fight the fire as best they could and give them a chance to save their property. Thank you.
Before I call up the next individual, get clarification from staff here. What is before us today, number one and only, is whether or not to approve road abandonment, period. If we approve that, then it goes to the supervisors to confer, and then the supervisors then have the jurisdiction to decide how to disperse that abandoned road parcel. The project of solar is not before us right now.
Correct.
If an entity acquires that parcel, part of the parcel, it would come back to us if necessary for any type of development, correct?
Correct.
It is the road abandonment issue before us only.
It is the general plan conformity portion of the potential road abandonment.
Correct.
Yes. Correct.
Okay. I'm just being clear on that, because
yes,
people are speaking about the solar project.
Yes.
We do not have a solar project in front of us. Okay. Next speaker, Mark, is it Wollin or Wallen?
Wollin.
Wollin, okay.
My name is Mark Wollin. I'm at 212 Shasta Way. Been on resident here for 10 years and been on the water board for 3.5. I have many arguments for, thank you for your time and consideration. I've many arguments for the road abandonment, but I'll keep it simple. You know, I think Rod said we investigated all potential alternatives for the placement of this solar project, and the all private property we looked at, and there was no other suitable site except this parcel of road base, this little thing of road base. You know, as he mentioned, we have overwhelming support for this road abandonment. We sent a petition to 53 members of the community and 30 letters of support. I think you have those in your pocket, in your packet. I'm going to try not to talk about the solar and just the road abandonment here. But, you know, one of the main considerations is where we have our wells on the Briggs property immediately to the south of the road abandonment site. The project site is the location of our wells. So when the Briggs built their home many years back, there was only one suitable site for a septic system. And when that system eventually fails, there's no other site for a leach field for the property. And we need a new site, because our wells are right there, far enough away so there's no contamination of the water supply. So the road abandonment would provide this site for that leach field and to protect our wells. I wanted to get up here and talk about fire resilience and safety, and I know that's not part of it. We're just talking road abandonment. So I would just say, I with my whole heart, completely, and with the other 53 members of the community, support this project for road abandonment. Also, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it helps clear up the books for the county if this little parcel of road isn't your hassle, it's ours. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Eugene Duda.
Good morning. I'm Eugene Duda, and I live at 222 Lotus Lane, Mount Shasta. And I am also on the board, the water board, at the Monte Shasta subdivision. And I just want to thank you for your time, and hopefully that you will approve this road abandonment project for our future projects down the road to support our water system. Thank you.
Roger Emerson.
I already spoke. Thank you.
Good. Gaylord Briggs.
Morning, Commissioners. My name is Gaylord Briggs. I live at 108 Shasta Way since 1997. I also live adjacent to the subject road being considered. I'm a member of the Monte Shasta Mutual Water Company Board of Directors since 2011. I've also been involved in the solar project since its inception in 2019. I fully support the Shasta Way subject road vacating under your consideration, and the solar project seems they're kind of tied together. Here's why. Vacating this underutilized road segment facilitates the solar project, obviously. The solar project provides a substantial operating cost savings for the water companies. The solar project creates additional resilience to our system, which has been mentioned before. And during times of extended power outages, which the power companies have been warning us about for several years now, this project has been under county review and consideration for several years, counting going on six now. With each new delay and new issue that's been raised, Board of Directors of the water companies have revisited the project to see if it still had merit. It did then, and it does now. It seems ironic to me that many of the issues raised in opposition to this project could be applicable to anyone's home. We have plenty of those in the area with little or no controversy. As I stated in previous hearings, to facilitate moving this proposal forward, I would be willing, as an adjacent owner, to accept title of the subject road being segment being vacated. I would in turn grant an easement to the water company for the installation and operation of the solar project should it be approved. I appreciate your consideration for vacating the road. Thank you.
Deborah McDowell.
My name is Deborah McDowell. I have lived at 405 Shasta Way since 1983. I have been active in our community and aware of our water board, which is our community project designer, for years. They've done many, many different things for all of us in the community, the owners of the properties there. We've got our roads improved thanks to the water board. Everything they've done has been volunteer work, their own time. Nobody's made any money. They're just supporting all the homeowners in the community. The person creating the most resistance to this project has only lived there for a couple of years. She bought her property when this project was in play. She knew about it when she bought her property. If she was concerned, she didn't have to buy that property. I find that, you know, her concerns are, you read her arguments and they're full of falsehoods and story points that don't even apply to what's happening here. And it upsets me that somebody could come in and destroy a project that's meant to help so many people for one selfish fabrication. You know, isn't even truth to the thing she says. Anyway, I encourage and support the abandonment of this property and appreciate your time. Thank you.
Richard McDowell.
Good morning. My name is Richard McDowell, and I have resided at 405 Shasta Way for over 40 years. I've been a board member of the Monte Shasta Mutual Water Company for approximately 30 years of that time. I am a board member now. I was going to speak a lot about the solar panel project, but, you know, I understand that, you know, we are just here to consider the road abandonment, so I want to speak to that. The decision before you is to abandon a small unused section of Shasta Way. As per the planning staff's report, the abandonment and proposed use complies with all applicable statutes, uses, and restrictions. I trust that you will not be distracted by irrelevant or misleading arguments against this proposal. I hope you as commissioners understand that this project is for the benefit of the over 100 residents of our subdivision, even those who are objecting to it. Nearly 90% of our members are in favor of the project. I urge you to approve this road abandonment, which will take a small, unused piece of land, which looks like an abandoned gravel pit that is of no benefit to anyone. Our proposal will transform a portion of this land into a project that will help protect our homes from wildfire and allow our water company to continue to provide our members with an uninterrupted water supply under any circumstances. Thank you for your opportunity to be heard in consideration of this proposal.
All right, that's the last speaker card I have in support. Anyone else wish to speak in support on this project? Okay, we'll move to opposition. I have one, Leslie LeGros.
Good morning. I'm Leslie LeGros. I live at 139 Shasta Way, very close to the proposed abandonment. And I speak in support of those who are in opposition. I feel that they have very valid claims. Some of them seem a little bit off in the weeds. But I'm very concerned that we would lose, and I know this might not be a part of what we're talking about, but with the Paradise Fire situation and our high fire risk, I would like to see us consider having that abandoned road be turned into leading another way to get out of our neighborhood. And so I would just, I'm just in opposition to the abandonment of the road, and I would like to see the solar project have an alternate location. It is right within visibility of our property. It's a massive development, and I see the value of needing this solar. First of all, I'm very grateful for all of the board and the water board, all these years taking care of all of the situations, all of the volunteer hours. So this is not, I'm not speaking against that. These are my neighbors. I've lived there for over 30 years, and it's just very close to our property. I feel like it would affect the value if the road abandonment turned into another development issue. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else in opposition wishing to speak? All right. Janine, I will pass these to you so you have them for the record.
Thank you.
Those are all the individuals who spoke. We'll have opportunity for rebuttal now, which in this case is the county. Does county wish to rebut anything that was said, or are you
no.
content? Okay. I like succinct answers. Appreciate that. We'll go ahead and close the public hearing and bring it to the commission. And I only have one question, so I will save till the end. Commissioner Hart, do you want to lead off?
Okay. Where are the Cal Fire guys? Are
they in here? Back row.
One of you come up here, please. So my question to you folks, when this subdivision was created, 4290 regulations for road and egress fire situation, was that in place when this subdivision was created?
What year was the subdivision created?
Through the chair, I'm sorry, could you give me your name, please?
Oh, I'm sorry, my name is Kent Cunningham. I am the Deputy Chief of Operations for Cal Fire, as well as the Deputy County Fire Warden.
Thank you.
Anybody, have you got that?
It was pre-91.
Okay.
Yeah. So no.
So they weren't.
Correct.
So back to the point that the last lady spoke about being able to get in and out of there. So does Shasta Way go all the way through the Monroe Drive?
Yes.
No, it doesn't. So that's not considered a fire escape route.
Correct.
So the only fire escape route that comes off of Shasta Way or circles around off of Alpine Drive down Monroe Drive, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So does Monroe Drive meet 4290 regulations for road width?
Well, Monroe Drive is an easement, so it's not even an actualized road.
So it's not even a fire escape.
Mm. Right. Right, it was never
Lotus
built.
Lotus to McCloud.
Through the chair.
So we only have one fire escape route in and out of that subdivision. Subdivision was created before that regulation took effect.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't go back and force something on something that's already been approved.
Right.
Okay, so it's a non-issue.
Right.
Okay.
I just wanted to say, to Commissioner Hart, in your packet, you can see the next page, there's a photo with Monroe.
Yeah, that public works.
Well, that's what I'm asking. There's an easement there. Could it be put all the way through? Who owns that stretch of ground where the road stops?
Yeah, a portion of it is like a public easement and a portion is private. So yeah, there would be issues in and of itself with that. And then on the more northern portion of Monroe, it looks like there was a house that kind of was built into that easement a little bit. So then that would be like an additional, you know, challenge,
right,
if you were to build that out.
Well, it's a valid point, but Paradise Fire is what happened in Southern California, but evacuation for fire.
Yeah.
I don't know how we address that. What's already there is there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking out, you know, what can happen in the future, and anybody's guess is there.
Right.
If you buy in that subdivision, you better be aware of what you're buying into. Period. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, gentlemen. You can have a seat now. Commissioner Mello.
Nothing at this time, sir.
Okay. Commissioner Lindler.
Yeah, no, I just had the same question as Commissioner Hart. It just, what is the likelihood of Monroe Drive being built? But it sounds like that's not going to happen.
Right, and I believe Public Works even touched on it the last meeting, that there's no intent to build that.
Okay. Yeah.
Commissioner Veal?
No.
I have one question for county. So, based on aerials, my only concern that I would like addressed, mm-hmm. it looks like the primary ingress egress for Schwartz is onto Alpine, so mm-hmm. this doesn't affect that. However, it looks like there are two ingress egresses on the Gaylord parcel, one paved, which does not appear to be influenced by this abandonment. The other appears to be a dirt ingress egress. Is that noted on a title as an ingress egress into what is being proposed to be abandoned or not?
I don't think that's noted.
It's not.
Yeah.
It is not noted. Okay. So it is not a filed ingress egress.
I don't believe
then
so.
That answers my question. My concern was if it was
it
and we abandon this,
right.
we've got a conflict.
Right.
Okay. Good. That answers mine.
Okay.
Anything else from the commission? All right. I would entertain a motion then, one way or the other.
Through the chair.
Commissioner Mello.
I move that we adopt resolution PC 2025-002, a resolution of the Planning Commission of County of Siskiyou, State of California, determining the Wilson Boundary Line Adjustment BLA-24-
Hold on. You're on the wrong one.
Uh-oh. Excuse me.
Sorry.
Strike that from the record.
Yes, sir.
I was zoning
Thank
out
you.
Anyway. I'm sorry.
Let's bring up the right project here, Commissioner Mello. You're jumping ahead.
That's okay. It's been one of those weeks, so that's nothing new. You got it.
Page six here, so okay.
No.
PC 2024023, recommending proposed road abandonment, RA 2401. Here, you want me to blow it up and you can read it from here?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
There you go.
Recommend the Board of Supervisors approve the proposed road abandonment RA-24-01 based on the recommended findings and recommend the Board of Supervisors determine the project exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA, in accordance with Section 15061B3 of the CEQA guidelines. That's it, yes?
Yep.
Okay.
Do we have a second?
Second. I'll second.
Seconded by Commissioner Veal. Any further discussion on the main motion?
No.
Okay, so this is a road abandonment. Is this roll call or voice?
Roll call.
Let's do a roll call then.
Commissioner Hart?
Yes.
Commissioner Mello?
Yes.
Commissioner Lindler?
Yes.
Commissioner Veal?
Yes.
Chair Fowle?
Yes. Let the record show unanimous, and the road abandonment motion is approved. Thank you all for attending for that one.
Thank you.
And we are going to be moving right into our next item. New business, agenda item one, which is a Wilson Boundary Line Adjustment, BLA 24-25. And who's running point on this one?
Commissioner Veal.
Rachel.
I am, Your Honor.
Ah, Mr. Phelps. Your Honor, holy cow. I may have been a former teacher. I may be an official, but I'm not, Your Honor.
We'll wait until everyone leaves.
Appreciate it, though.
Hello and good morning. My name is James Phelps, Senior Planner, Community Development Department. This project involves a boundary line adjustment in Lake Shastina. This project is being brought to the Planning Commission because the resulting parcel will have double frontage. After the General Plan Zoning Ordinance update, such projects will not be brought to the Planning Commission for approval. This project is located at 5103 Stag Mountain Road. The applicant is requesting to merge four parcels into one resulting parcel that will be 1.89 acres in size. This project is consistent with the general plan and zoning requirements for this area. Boundary line adjustments are typically exempt from CEQA. Comments were received from Environmental Health, Public Works, and Cal Fire. One additional comment was received from the public. There are no objections to this project as proposed. Staff recommends adopting the CEQA findings and approving the Wilson boundary line adjustment. There is a suggested motion in your package. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further input by county staff or departments? I noticed he ran out of here pretty quick, didn't he? He's going to be back for our next one, right?
Tom?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd shoot him a text because he better be here. Okay. I know how much he enjoys our company, but I think there are going to be some questions for him. Sorry, Mr. Phelps, but let him know he has about 20 minutes. No further comments. So staff, questions for staff by the commission at this time? Yay, nay?
I have just, Mr. Fought, I guess, was the one that made an inquiry.
Yes.
And he asked what was the motivation. Did you ever give him a...
I did. I responded to him explaining that boundary line adjustments typically don't trigger CEQA.
No, I know what was the reason why the applicant wanted to consolidate those lots.
The applicant doesn't have to give us.
Oh, I know. I'm just curious because it's kind of the reversal of what people do. Mm-hmm. I wonder what the reason was.
Breathing room.
Huh?
Breathing room.
A bigger front yard, I suppose.
Bigger front yard. I don't know how that would change, but anyway. Okay, that's all the question I have. Well, I have one more, but. I noticed that there is not on the conditions of approval, the hold harmless paragraph. Is there a reason for that?
We normally should have that.
Well, I was just curious. It doesn't bother me.
Through the chair.
Yes.
So this is obviously peculiar because we don't typically take, you know, BLAs to Planning Commission for discretionary approval. Obviously we are because it's a double frontage and all that fun stuff within our code. And then, you know, when they're approved administratively via me, we don't typically have that condition in the findings. How BLAs are handled in terms of like CEQA, for example, it's up to the applicant whether or not they want us to, for example, file a categorical exemption. In addition to that, we have two types of forms, our applications for development reviews. We have the long form, which is the full-blown IA agreement, and then we have the short form, which is like a hold harmless clause. And so those are for projects where we don't feel that they're going to have a lot of controversy or there's not a lot of legal issues with them. So I'm assuming the applicant, James, signed that form, correct? So, you know, that statement is embedded within the application. But if the commission would like, we could, you know, copy that statement into a condition. No.
Okay. I would just quit the absence of it. I don't care.
Okay. Yeah. No worries.
I don't think they're really doing that.
Okay.
All right, our point here then, we will open public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak in support? I was thinking you might be here for the next one, but obviously you're here for this one.
Morning, Commissioners. My name is Terry Curry. I'm here to represent the Wilsons in their boundary line adjustment project. It's unusual to be here for a BLA, but to answer Commissioner Veal's question, one of the reasons why a lot of the residents in Lake Shastina merged their parcels together is because the POA fees are less. They pay fees on one parcel instead of, in this instance, four.
There you go. So,
gotcha.
That's good. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak in support? Opposition? In general, public hearing closed. Commission?
I'm ready to make a motion.
Commissioner Lindler, I would entertain a motion.
So I motion to move that the commission adopt resolution PC 2025-002, taking the following actions. So we would approve the Wilson boundary line adjustment, BLA-2425. Requested based on the recommended findings and determine the product exempt from CEQA in accordance with CEQA guidelines 15305A, minor alterations to land use limitations.
Do I have a second?
So moved.
Commissioner Mello with the second. BLA, since it's been a while since we've had one of these, is a voice vote, correct? Okay. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same. Let the record show unanimous, and the BLA is approved. And we are at 12 minutes to 10. I'm going to call a 5-minute recess before we dive in to our third and final project. So 5-minute recess. Thank you.